Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. And it's not just a live radio show, just so you know, just let give everyone the background here. It's a live radio show. We're on Zoom and Facebook Live. So we're a live show that becomes a podcast. You know, there's some shows that are pre-recorded that are just podcasts, right? They can air at future dates. No, we're live today at 103. We're live. So I have Say right here, and he's live, right? So we've been chopping it up a little bit before the show started, and you know, he's a little nervous at first because he wasn't sure what to expect, and you know, but he's here. But I'm gonna bring him in a little bit. But you can go ahead and say hello for right now. But I'm gonna formally introduce you later as we get down in my agenda. So welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Russell. Good to be here. I appreciate you having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's a thank you. I appreciate you agreeing to come on. So we're all about connecting people and collaboration. Hence, I say is here because, you know, we're like I said, we're all about, or I'm all about, you know, connecting with hospitality professionals. In fact, that was the whole premise behind the show. Why I even started this show is that, you know, I wanted to do something different and, you know, make sure my brand was, you know, being taken more serious than it probably already was. But, you know, it's kind of like one of those things like, well, what can I do that's different than anyone else is doing? And I said, well, people are doing podcasts or whatever. And I said, okay, well, maybe I'll do like a radio show or a podcast. And next thing I know, we're at show number 86. I mean, who would have thought I would have done one show? You know, but today is show number 86. Today's December 15th, Tuesday. Let's jump into some industry news real quick. Industry news, of course, you know, here in LA and a lot of parts of the country, you know, we have a stay at home order due to the COVID virus that is just running rampant through, I'll just say LA County is running rampant. I mean, hospitals are overflowing with patients that have it. We have a family friend that just got diagnosed. She's positive. So you know, so a lot of that stuff going on. I'm sure everyone knows someone that at least has tested positive and things like that. So, and what I said last week, I said, you know, I try to keep the show clean. I don't want to say anything, you know, too crazy, but just keep your donkey at home. If you understand what a donkey is, another word for a donkey, keep it at home because there's no reason for you to be out. I mean, if you're not essential, if you're not working, I mean, just stay home. I mean, I think that's the best way to do it. And if you have to go out, I mean, make sure you're wearing your mask and you keep your distance. I mean, I'm trying to keep, you know, not just 6 feet, I'm trying to keep 12 feet between. I mean, those are just things that we have to do. I mean, this will be over, but it can only be over if we adhere to what's going on and follow the rules and regulations. I mean, it's for your own safety. It's for the safety of your family and things like that. So just make sure that we're trying to do that as well as we can. So no leisure travel, you know, nothing but essential travel from what I understand here in LA. Is that the case with you, Say?
Yes. Yes, Russell, that's correct. Matter of fact, we suspended our hotel operations last week. This past Saturday, we officially, for the second time this year, suspended operations because, as you just mentioned, that is correct, no leisure travel. And we want to make sure, of course, with everything, as you just mentioned, the pandemic, we wanted to make sure our staff, guests, and of course, our community are safe, and we were doing our part. So we actually suspended our operation this past Saturday. And unfortunately.
Oh, completely then.
Yes, completely.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that is a complete suspension. Food and beverage. Food and beverage, we had suspended, when the first stay-at-home order was put in place about, I believe, the Monday before Thanksgiving.
And, okay.
With the latest one, we decided to suspend all of operations.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That is good to know. So thank you for sharing that information. Let's move forward. Cal SA Seasonal Spectacular is today. I mentioned this last week. I always try to give you a little industry news, you know, things that are happening within, especially the salespeople, because, you know, a former director of sales, we that was one of those things that we look forward to, Seasonal Spectacular, every year in Sacramento. I'm sorry, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, right, as a sales former salesperson that you mentioned, you know, go for it. I support it.
Oh, good. So you're a GM that supports it because, you know,
yeah, always.
As you know.
Sorry, Russ, I was just going to say, in our world, of course, of hotel hospitality, we are all, our team members are all very important to us, but you always have that salesperson, your director of marketing, finance to your left and right, you know, so we are all, we want to make sure we're aligned with our salespeople.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that virtual show is actually today. So it's the Cal SAA Seasonal Spectacular, which normally is in Sacramento every year at this time, but it's virtual, but it's going on today and tomorrow. Did you know that Lake Tahoe actually closed down for 3 weeks as of last Friday? So 2 more weeks. Because of the COVID thing that's going on as well. So no skiers, no vacationers up until maybe, I know it's to the end of the year. I'm not sure about, you know, the first part of January. I'm not sure, but I'm sure we'll hear more about that as the time goes on. But I just actually just heard that maybe 5 minutes before the show. So Lake Tahoe, yeah, skiers have been closed down. I'm not sure if that's ever happened, but it's happening now. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that we need to take this stuff a little bit more serious than I think the bulk of the people are. So we need to really, you know, do what's right. Opening tomorrow. Now, this is something. Some hotels are closing. Some hotels have been closed. But tomorrow, the new Hyatt House LA, which is the official name is Hyatt House LA University Medical Center. So it's near USC Hospital. USC Medical Center, which is 2200 East Trojan Way. And I think that's more almost like East LA, but they just opened up a brand new Hyatt House Hotel, 200 rooms. In fact, they went ahead and offered the Russell of Hotel rate. If you want to call Natalie, who's a former director of sales of mine, she's a director of sales, she's the opening director of sales there. And she said, hey, have them give me a call and ask for the Russell of Hotels rate, and it'll be lower than the bar rate, which is the best available rate. So, hey, can you beat that? I mean, you listen to the show, you get a little information, you save a little money. That's what it's all about, right? So, yeah, so just call, and in fact, I have her number. It'll be just the hotel number, not her number, but 323-909-1155. Just call, ask for Natalie, director of sales, to say, hey, I heard about your opening and the Russell of Hotels rate, and she'll make sure that happens for you. So that's what it's all about. So, okay. So moving forward in the world of LinkedIn, okay, what is your SSI number? Now the SSI number stands for Social Selling Index. Now I've been mentioning this every week for the last probably month and a half. And especially when I have guests on, I want to see their homework assignment is what is their SSI number? And there's no shame in what the number is. It's just that it's a learning thing for everyone. And we just want to make sure everyone's on board so we can, if the number is low, then we need to make sure we're doing things to lift that number up. And remember what I said, the disclaimer, it's not the end all be all, but it's something that's important. It's something that if you're on LinkedIn, you have a LinkedIn profile, you know, you want to try to improve that number, whatever that number is. So without any further ado, say, what is your number?
Right on the spot. you know, I'm honestly, I thank you, Russell, for alerting me to that, because for as long as I've been in the industry, I wasn't aware of that number until, you know, you told me about it and I did my homework, and my SSI number is 49.
Okay, 49. So, okay. So what does this really mean? Okay, measure the SSI numbers, which stands for Social Selling Index, measures the impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your professional brand. Okay, my score, and I'll just say it's 49, mine is 70 out of 100. That number is out of 100, right?
Right.
But there's people, and I told Say before the show, there's a couple of people that told me their numbers were higher, okay, which now... Now it just made me, it kind of enraged me. I was kind of ticked off about it.
Well, I'm having that same reaction when you seven. Now I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have said. I should have just said I got a number.
No. This is fine because I'm a monitor with you though. So now when I talk to you again, I'm gonna ask you what is your number. Then that way we can work on it, right? So I'm only gonna ask you about that main number because there's another number, there's two other numbers you probably saw. It said the top percent within the industry rank, within the people within your industry. And then there was another number that network, people within your network, how you rank in comparison to people in your network. So for mine, and I won't ask you yours, but for mine, I'm in the top 1% of the industry, right? Okay. And then on the top 4% of my network. So if I have 26,000 people, which that's what I have in my network, so I'm in the top 4% of that, but I'm in the top 1% of everybody that's in the hospitality industry. So, I mean, you don't have to clap. I'm not saying that to clap. I'm just saying mine should be high, you know, because as much as I'm on social media and things like that, I'm disappointed that mine is only 70 and I should be in the 1% range. So, but anyway, I just wanted to share that because like I said, everyone that comes on the show, you know, I just want people to hear that everyone's score is not high. Everyone's score is not low. I mean, it's just that we need to work on it. If you're serious about, you know, getting your professional brand out there, you know, as a GM, as a director of sales, or as an entrepreneur, even Victor didn't think it was significant to him because he wasn't in sales. I said, no, Victor, but you're in the HR arena. So within the people right. that you're within your network, it's still important that your message is getting out. So that's the important thing. So how strong is your brand? So I'm all about branding, marketing, all that stuff. So that's what Russell Hotels is all about. So let's just make sure that we are, you know, like I said, it's not the end all be all number, but it's a start. It's something to look at. It's a measuring stick, a measuring tool, if you will. So moving forward with that, a tip, I always give this tip, don't connect with anyone who doesn't have a profile picture or a logo on LinkedIn. So make sure that we have, you know, either a logo or a profile picture on there. So just make sure, because there's a lot of bots that are out there that they get information for whatever reason. But you don't want to link in with someone that does not have a profile picture or at the very minimum, a logo. Is your hotel open? So, I mean, unfortunately, you know, Say's hotel had to be closed temporarily. But if your hotel is open, if it just opened, I mean, do you, or if you went back to work, because there's some people that have gone back to work. Have you created some FOMO? Do you know what FOMO stands for, Say? If you don't, that's fine. You don't have to. This
the fear of missing out is that.
Boom! Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
I know that. I just want
to. Okay. All right. Well,
there are a lot of people I would have let down, my nieces and. I didn't get that one right.
Just so you know, Say, Victor didn't know what it was.
Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna have a conversation. You know, that's something he's gonna have to hear about.
I hate to put him on blast like that, but yeah, Victor didn't know what it was, but that's okay. I mean, you know, he's so far removed from sales. He's HR, you know, they don't know that stuff, the terminology, but that's okay. Yeah. But yeah, fear of missing out. So what I've been saying, what I've, you know, what I've been advising, that if your hotel is open, if you've gone back to work, create some FOMO, meaning put things on social media. Where can you do that at the least costly way is do it on social media, whatever platform that is, if that's LinkedIn, if that's Twitter, if that's Instagram, if that's Facebook, whatever it is, create some FOMO, hashtag FOMO. So you put the picture, hashtag FOMO. So anybody that looks up FOMO will see your information out there. So that's what you want to do. So when say comes back online, Ace Hotels, they're good for posting a lot of things anyway. I mean, that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing they do very well. So I know they create FOMO all the time. So once that hotel reopens, I know they will. So I'm not concerned about them. No. But social media usage is up nearly 7 minutes over 2019 during the same period, right? So meaning because of the whole COVID thing, people are, you know, some people are out of jobs or whatever the situation is. Whatever it is, they're spending more time on social media, meaning they're spending an average of 7 minutes per person, seven more minutes. So if you were, and it's just a question for people that are listening or people that will be watching, if you're the marketing person, what would be your marketing strategy moving forward? If you knew that people are going to spend seven more minutes of their time on social media, what would you do to make sure that your message was, you know, reaching some people? I mean, would you post more? Would you post less? Would you not do anything? I mean, these are just questions I always ask, because for me, I was posting regardless if I knew about the 7 minutes or not. But now that I know that, I mean, and I look at, because I follow a lot of hotels, a lot of tourism boards and things like that. And it just astounds me that people don't take advantage of posting. They may not even know about this thing that I just said, but just in general, they don't post enough. Okay. I mean, it's for a lot of hotels, if you have your own, if you're doing your own social media, it's free. I mean, it's within whoever's salary is doing the social media. So it doesn't make sense not to do things. Doesn't make sense not to create that FOMO or to take advantage of that seven extra minutes that people are online and checking things out. And why not throw your hotel or your tourism or your CVB or whatever the case may be. And it's not just for hotels. I mean, it can be for things outside of our industry as well. So if you have a product or service that you're trying to get out there, this is the time to start getting stuff out there. I mean, you have to do it. Non-meat eats. I don't know if knew that I'm plant-based. I don't say vegan because I do wear leather belts and all this stuff. So I'm not a complete vegan, but I am complete plant-based. So I always mention, you know, non-meat eats, like, okay, what I've either something that I've had from a restaurant or something that I prepared myself. So during the holidays, I do a lot of baking. So just the other day, I baked everyody does the peach cobbler. Well, I went a little step further. I did a peach blueberry cobbler. Okay. So, and it was vegan. I used vegan butter instead of regular butter. And the crust doesn't have eggs in it or milk or no dairy products at all. So, so I was always make sure that I let people know that, yeah, I'm up on the non-meat eats, and I did make something over the weekend.
I do have to, you know, I have to follow, ask you how.
How what?
How was the cobbler?
It was delicious. What do you mean? I mean, come on now.
We got to have some witnesses here and say,
maybe you're
the chef.
One day I'll make one just for you. And then you tell me.
Okay.
But people that have tried, and it's not just the cobbler, but I make these oatmeal raisin cookies that are vegan as well. Mm. And a lot of dishes that I make that are vegan. And a lot of people say that they can't tell the difference between the cookies because there's still sugar in it, right? There's still brown sugar or whatever. It's just that the butter that I use is plant-based. It's not, it doesn't have the same things that regular butter has, the fat and all that, animal fat and all that, doesn't have any of that stuff in it. So but it's just as good. It's maybe a little lighter in taste, but you wouldn't be able to tell the difference, seriously.
And Russell, have you always been on a plant-based diet, or is that something?
The plant-based diet has been, I had been a vegetarian about 12 years. And then plant-based, meaning 100% plant-based, I've been for the last 2 years. It'll be 2 years in January. Yeah,
well,
so that
congratulations.
Was something. Well, thank you. So yeah, so it's, you know, it can be a somewhat of a challenge at times, but now I'm used to it. It's a challenge when I travel. You know, when you travel and you want to make sure that the places you're going, you know, there's going to be some options for you. Right. California, there's always options. Doesn't matter where you go. California, yeah. But if I'm in like Texas or something like that, it's kind of hard. Unless I'm attending a trade show where they specifically ask, you know, what's your, you know, your, do you have any dietary restrictions? And I right. say, if I'm vegan, then they always come up with something. So, which is good. So, and I catch them off guard, and that way the chef has to cook something specifically for you because everything else is mass produced, as right. we know, right? So, it, you know, keeps them on their toes. So, but I haven't been disappointed in any trade show that I've gone to. So it's been all good. It's been all good. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? If you're interested, russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. I'm on Twitter at Russell of Hotels, IG. Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn at Russell L. Edmond. And I have two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. I have a YouTube channel. I've been failing to mention this. I don't know why, because I just had to type this in, but I have a YouTube channel, which is Russell of Hotels as well. And subscribe, just go there and click on the subscribe thing. So anytime I post something there, you know, you get a little alert and you just click, okay, there's Russell, you know, that kind of thing. And I have a website, which is russellofhotels.com. Like I mentioned earlier, we are a live show that becomes a podcast. So if you're interested in listening to the podcast and not seeing our, you know, our handsome faces, that's fine. You can go on LA Talk Radio and latalkradio.com and look for the show Russell of Hotels, On Air with Russell of Hotels. You can find us there or anywhere that you look for or that you listen to your favorite podcast, any platform. You just type in On Air with Russell of Hotels and we'll be there as well. So I just
have all of your bases covered there, Russell.
Well, you know what? Yeah. If anybody wants to find me, if anyone says, hey, I have a hard time finding you, they're lying, right? Because I just gave you 7 references to find me. Okay. So if right. you can't find me, you weren't looking for me. So
and obviously you're active on that LinkedIn, hence the SSI score. So you can be.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. So I'm going to skip that. What is the Russell of Hotels group? Basically, I'm about branding, digital marketing via social media. So I help hotels, tourism boards, whoever needs assistance, I help them build their presence through videos, postings, things like that. So I mean, I have some hotels that they don't have a social media person to do it. So I do the social media for them. So that's some of the things that I do as well. And then I'm a radio show host who interviews today's hospitality professionals. So that's another thing that I do. Like I mentioned earlier, we're about collaboration and connecting of people. And then there's 4 questions I ask every week of people, not just you say, but just something to think about, something to ponder. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? I mean, are you posting things? What are you doing to keep your professional or personal brand relevant? Knowing what you know now, meaning this whole COVID situation, is there anything that you would do differently? And this, like I said, these are questions for whoever's listening and who wants to take this stuff serious, or, you know, whatever. 3, have you connected with anyone new lately? I mean, during this whole COVID thing, and I always mention this, you know, if I'm a meeting planner and I'm trying to reach my, you know, my hotel counterpart, sometimes in some situations, that person is not there. So don't email those people. Pick up the phone and call, because emails can bounce back or emails can go unanswered sometimes, especially when you may not know that person's not even working anymore. Maybe they're on, you know, they've been laid off or they've been furloughed or whatever. So the best thing is to pick up the phone and call and see what the situation is at that particular hotel or that tourism mm-hmm. board or whatever. So those are questions that I always ask. And then one other thing, what has this situation taught you? those that taught you not to put all your eggs in one basket, taught you maybe you need to swerve. I don't use the word pivot, I use swerve. So has it taught you need to swerve and do something else? I mean, I don't know. Hotels, and this is specifically for hotels. Hotels, are you selling differently? Are you marketing more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition?
Those two, by the way.
Okay, very good, very good. Are you waiting for things to happen, or do we make things happen? Do you wait for the phone to ring, or do we go out and make the phone ring? Are we proactive, or are we reactive? So those are just things that I like to say. On blast next week. Okay, I don't have, for between now and the end of the year, which is only, I guess, 2 weeks, I'm not gonna have any other guest on, but this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna share some of my hotel stories, okay? I'm gonna use that space where I would normally interview people. I'm gonna use that space to talk about, you know, some of these, you know, situations or people that I've met, and not everyone is always as nice as what you see on TV. Because one thing in my career, the last 25, 30 years, I've met, you know, stars, celebrities, whatever. Joe Montana was one person I met, and that was the most bizarre situation I've ever been in. But hey, it is what it is. A guest that told me he was so mad that he could spit. I mean, he kept saying it like three times. I mean, and I'm like, well, I'll tell you the story later. But I just put titles of these things. And then I kicked out a popular rap group, you know, find out who that rap group was. They're popular at that time. They may not be as popular now, but they had to go. I met Darth Vader, not Darth Vader the character, but the voice of Darth Vader, who is James Earl Jones. Met him. Jimmy Connors, a tennis legend, met him. And then another tennis legend who actually accused a housekeeper of stealing some jewelry. Okay, so I mean, it's just the whole gamut, man. So it's interesting.
This is gonna be good, Russell. There's a lot. That's one thing. One thing hotel has is a lot of stories. There's a lot of things. A lot of acquaintances. And I'll be looking forward to some of your.
I know you can share some stories too. So, okay. So now, I've lost my place. What happened here? Introduction of today's guest and topic. Say Coke, right? Am I saying that correct?
That's correct. Coke, yes.
Okay, very good. Say's experience in hospitality spans nearly two decades, as he started with the Thompson brand during the opening of their first property in 2001. After beginning his career as a bell person, Say quickly traversed through management ranks for the world's leading boutique and lifestyle brands. In 2010, Say became a general manager and has spent the last 10 years fulfilling that role for a number of brands. Today, Say is general manager of Ace Hotel and Theater in downtown LA, and has managed three property ownership changes. Damn. And pivoted all aspects of operations through the ongoing global pandemic. Without further ado, we'll welcome to the mic, Mr. Say Coke. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Russell. Great to be here. I'm honored and extraordinarily grateful to have joined you today. Thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. I'm glad you decided to come on and grace us with your presence, because I've been looking forward to having you on the show. So first question, or one of the questions that I have, you know, we're all going through the pandemic. What has this taught you? I mean, what have you learned from this whole thing?
Oh, man, where do I start? Certainly gratitude, empathy. And as you said, Russell, you made a comment about being maybe more proactive than reactive. You know, in our industry, it's the hotels open. There are things that we're used to doing for years on. And sometimes it takes us a little while to pivot and things, but certainly I've learned that quite a bit, just to pivot. But empathy has been one of the big things as we have gone through this pandemic thus far. You have to make changes to your operation, consequently impacting your team members, your guests, and the community. So, those things for sure.
Very good. Thank you. Now I bounce around on questions. So next question may not have anything to do with the pandemic, and the next question doesn't. So tell us a little bit of how you got to where you are. I mean, just give us a quick synopsis of, you're from the East Coast, right?
I am from the East Coast, by the way of, well, you're, you know, born and raised in West Africa, Liberia. Okay. Migrated to Providence. That's home for my folks. My brothers all live there up to now. People that grew up in Providence, one quick thing, it's hard for people to leave Rhode Island, but I, went to high school there, to college, and then decided to take a chance to visit New York with a friend, my roommate, one of my roommates in college. He was from New York. So when one of the school year ended, I decided to go visit, and I'm still visiting today. And that was 2001, and I'm still visiting, as my parents would say, because I never went back to Providence. And got into, you mentioned, Russell, the Thompson Group is where I started my career. And interesting fact, that property, 60 Thompson in particular, which is down in Soho, Lower Manhattan, opened September 10th, 2001.
Wow.
And of course, you know what happened the following day. So, I joined that. Didn't know much about hotels. I just figured it would be something I needed to find a gig. Of course, 9/11 happened. You're trying to find something. And I stumbled upon this at the time, the Village Voice. And this hotel was looking for an overnight bell person. And I applied. When I got there, a lot of people got the job. And as you said, the rest has been history. It's just been an amazing. I couldn't believe, Russell, I remember my first shift there, I was getting paid and then I got tipped. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, I get tipped? And I get to, at the time down in Soho, there were three hotels, especially this during, the fashion week. This was the spring fashion. So in February, around there, it was either the Mercer, 60 Thompson, Soho Grand. Those were the hotels that were around there, which of course now there are more properties. But I said, man, I'm meeting all of these celebrities and I'm getting tipped, and this is fun. This is gonna be, I'm not leaving. Never thought it would be a career as it became, but that's where it started. And then, work my way up from there. Once I knew that there were opportunities to grow and I could make something of it, including becoming a manager, I was always curious. Well, how did these guests decide to pick this hotel in New York City? I wanted to figure it all out. So I asked a lot of questions, which my former boss would tell you. She would probably tell you I was extremely annoying because I thought everything, but it was just because I was curious. So, but as you said, about 20 years later, here I am with the ACE, and to go through the pandemic now with the family we have at our hotel and just overall with Atelier, and it's been, couldn't have asked to be at a better place. Of course,
okay, very good.
When you have to make some tough decision that impact people and the community, but at least we have the right teams. Including Victor, about people I've just recently met. Victor joined us, during this pandemic, and he's had an impact on our brand, on our company, and certainly is making a lot of great difference as we go. So.
That's good. That's good to hear. That is good to hear. I've always had a lot of respect for Victor. Like I said, we've been friends for a long time, but. But it's one thing to be friends, and then just to have a tremendous respect for what he does and how he goes about his business. And Victor's always been, he's always been like that. Oh, although I can share some stories that he wasn't like that, but no, for the most part in our professional career, cause we went to college together in our professional career, he's always been, always on the side of, what's right and how we can make things better for not just him, but for every employee. And that's, he's always been like that. So it didn't surprise me when he, you know, when, you know, he went to the HR side, because he went in sales as well. Because I kind of twisted his arm and said, dude, you need to try this, man. He goes, cause I'm never going back. Right. So, but enough about Victor. We're not talking about Victor. We're talking about you.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to point that out. You got to give a credit to Brad and Kelly for bringing him on as well. So
yes. No, I'm just joking about that, but but no, definitely shout out to, who's that, Kelly and Brad?
Yeah. Those are, you know, my bosses here at Ace, my, you know.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Ace. Tell us, I mean, how many hotels you have, and tell us a little bit about Ace as a company.
Well, we had, and I say had because there's only a few of us that were, that are open now or recently.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, operations, but there were about 10 properties, if you will, under the Ace umbrella. And then there are a couple, Sister City and previously, and then Maison down in NOLA. But very, very, it's a place that it's always about, it includes everyone. I mean, there's this genuineness to the brand that, you know, a lot of brands talk about inclusiveness, but Ace definitely, you know, that we live that, and that's the culture. And been an experience that, for instance, you know, I joined, interestingly, Saturday made me 2 years with Ace.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was previously with Highgate.
Okay.
Largest operators out in New York City on the East Coast, and then join Ace. And it's been great. The support system, even this property, you look at my property, Ace DTLA, we have the theater. My bosses have always allowed me to make the decisions for the property. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a CEO feeling where I am, you know, I make the decisions and I have to answer to them. And that's just consistently across the brand, and that support structure we have there from Atelier. It's been a wonderful experience for me, just some of the ability to run the day-to-day operation without looking over my shoulders, so to speak.
That's great. Love to hear that. Was your goal to be a GM when you first started, or just you just wanted a job and just kept being promoted and...
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, Russell, at the beginning, it wasn't something that I thought about, but in a short period of time, I did, because I realized the questions I was asking were because there was something burning that I wanted to know. And I got to tell you, man, I will always remember my GM showing up in a cool ride. And then I remember we would... his laundry will be done and it's hanging for pickup and people bringing and leaving the office. And I'm thinking to myself, man, that's cool. I want to be like, someday I want to have a cool ride. And someday I want to have my dry cleaning, you know, I don't have to go drop it off myself kind of thing. And that was just, you know, and also figure, I always wanted to be part of the decision-making. So eventually I figured if I wanted to be part of that, an answer to any decision that I made, eventually I was going to have to be the one making the decision. So yeah, I thought about it.
Okay. All right. What's the best part of being a GM for you now?
Oh, you know, the team. I have a tremendous team around me. Like you said, some of the best people. And here at this property is just, look, people are genuine. You see that it would take the extra. So there are things that I don't even have to ask the team. All people would step up, and it's just the selflessness. And even through this pandemic, how, you know, the team wants to care about each other, be it a food drive where people put things in bags, the teammates to come and pick up the team that we had a furlough, or, you know, changes to their status. So just being a part of this and really getting the energy to go through this from the team is the fun part. There is not a lot of fun through this pandemic, obviously, but you try to find those silver lining, and just having a team around me for there, it's I'm appreciative of that.
Now, what would you say? What advice would you give a new GM who's dealing with a situation like you're going through now?
Put your phone down and listen for a minute. It's tough, right? You know, you have multiple things going on. GMs have to wear, and of course, other people in our hotels have to wear a lot, multiple hats, right? So you're trying to do a lot of things. You're trying to, it's a balancing act. But I think one of the biggest things is really just each person that comes to you or any situation you know of. I'll give you an example. You know, we try to reach out to everyone we furlough or people that we had to make changes to the employee status with us. And picking up that phone, as you were mentioning, versus sending an email, a text, those are things just personalizing and empathizing and going through that with them. And I think it's one of the biggest thing. People understand what's happening. Obviously, they're smart people, but you know, you got to have that care and that empathy, I think, and just kind of go through the process as a human being and not from afar because you're a GM or whatever your title is.
I like that because, I mean, and unfortunately in our industry, sometimes, well, I'm just going off of my own experience, mm-hmm. but I was a GM before and I try to be as hands-on as I could, especially there's no situation like this that ever occurred when I was a GM, right. but you always want to make sure that you're a GM that's managing managing by walking around.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, that was an acronym back in the day. So that's one thing that I try to do. I never, you know, try to hide in my office, especially situations like this. I mean, because people are going through so many things, you know, emotional and this and that, you know, I mean, checking temperatures, are they sick? Are they not? I mean, there's a lot of things that are going mm-hmm. on. And mm-hmm. if you're in your office, you've basically just given up and that's just how I am. But you have to be around. You have to be seen. You have to be visible is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Russell, pre-COVID, more so that's one of the things you enjoyed, right? Mm-hmm. Getting in the morning, going to different departments. For instance, you know, you try to make an effort to connect with your overnight folks because I mm-hmm. see my industry sometimes, since you have the overnight, we tend to forget them because it's an overnight, but... Mm-hmm. Those folks do quite a bit. I mean, they're keeping the hotel up and running or the business up and running when we are in sleep or rest.
So exactly.
I try to make sure I connecting with those folks, be it maybe a monthly breakfast or whatever it is you do. But the biggest thing there, I always say, you know, we ask our staff to engage meaningfully guests, right? And people that are coming into our establishment. Well, we're responsible to meaningfully engage them as well. Meaning, you know, find a name, get to know a thing or two about, you know, each employees. What can you say, you know, not just about work, but how's Russell doing? Does Russell have somebody that's going to be going to college this fall? You know, what's that looking like? Have we picked a school? And just a lot of different things that you can engage your staff. I couldn't agree with you more. Being out there and engaging people. By the way, that's one of the things I worry during this pandemic. It's kind of taken away a little bit, is that human interaction, because, you know, you tell the team, of course, we all want a social distance. So, you know, as we try to create pods in our establishment so people are safe, you kind of cut down a little bit on the walking around and being in different departments just because. So
gotcha.
That's one of the impacts. We'll see how this goes as we resume operations, but I kind of missed that a bit.
Okay. What about the protocols, new protocols and things like that you adopted when this thing happened? I mean, how did they come across? Were they well received, or just something we just had to do, or, you know, did guests receive it well? I mean, how did that, and what are those and what are some of the protocols?
Yes. And, you know, we work very closely, led by our atelier, which is our corporate office, Ace Atelier, with a lot of the protocols that we have in on our property level. And then, of course, we have to administer it on the property. So, you know, it started even before we resume operation in August for this property. where we had to get the PPE, you know, we went out and got masks and got the sanitizer, about the gallon, the pretty cool contactless one. Some are, of course, contact, but we cover every base, following the CDC guideline, Russell. So for instance, coming into our property, every staff member has the temperature taken upon arrival. We want to make sure that, and it's in an area where it's one of the first things. So if you came in and that temperature was a little high, of course, we want to make sure that you're not accessing the rest of the building. So that goes for everyone. We do, as you said, we enforce, of course, the mask policy. We social distance. We've kind of changed or pivot a lot of our operations where hospitality, we used to be working, for instance, you look at the front desk, there's a closed area, right? Space, but you know, we kind of changed the scheduling there to make sure there's not too many people in that area. But we have every guideline, every sanitizing place and everything we do, we're following every guideline. And that's one of the reasons we thought we suspend operation. As you mentioned, through maybe the end, right now we have, the time we have in mind is the 28th of December.
Okay.
What the county announced with the stay-at-home order. But we felt with at the rate, the hospitalization of the ICU rate, it was right for us to suspend operations and also and not expose people more, not that we expose people here, but just even for people to leave their homes, our staff to come to work, we felt it was the right decision to take all cautionary measures.
Sounds good to me. I mean, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people aren't getting hours and things like that. But I mean, it's good to err on, you know, on the side of caution because it affects a lot of people. And like I said, I'm glad that, you know, you guys have made that decision to do that. That's a good thing. So, you know, I'm getting as we're talking here, I'm getting comments from people. OK, so Van Coke, you know that gentleman?
Yes, lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. Van is a lady. She said, "Handsome fella." Okay, so, and then Cassandra Wynn. I'm not sure if you know her,
yes.
But she said, "Yeah." She says, "Looking good, troop." So,
okay,
and then Jim,
there we go.
There you go, Jim Schichter, who I know. It says, "Good
DK
show, Russell."
Is the boss.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So I just want to make sure you knew that, you know, you got a fan base here, you know, people
are checking you out.
Well, so
I kind of share, you know, some people to make sure that they tune in. So it looks like it worked a little bit there. We go. LinkedIn and other places. I'm trying to get that SSI score up. I'm going to keep going back to that. I can't be at 49 and you are 70. And now it's competitive. We got to.
Well, then bring it on it. Then bring it on.
I'm on it.
But yeah, so it's just like I said, it's just a tool to help us do better. If we know better, we can do better, right? So it's just one of those things that I came across that SSI number because I was on a conference, well, not conference call, but kind of like a webinar. You know, during this whole thing, a lot of hospitality organizations, I think this was, I can't remember the marketing organization, hospitality marketing, HSMAI was having a webinar about marketing yourself, your brand and things like that. And that was one of the things that I tuned in and listened to. And that's what she talked about. And I didn't know about it either. So I look at it as, you know, my job is to get as much information, attend as many webinars as I can, gather enough information, and I can share it with everyone else, right? So that's what I did. I had never heard of it, but I'm making sure every week that I have the show that I mention it because, you know, people, we need to know about it. And if you're trying to reach certain people, if you're trying to brand yourself, brand the place that you're working, I mean, those are good tools to use. And I'm always one to give information out, right? So we're winding down here. We're on Air with Russell of Hotels. Our guest today is Mr. Say Coke. He's the GM of the Ace Hotel, DTLA.
Yes, sir.
We've gone through some things. We talked about him swerving. We talked about, you know what? Give me your hotel. I call them vitals, but How many guest rooms do you have? Do you have any meeting space? Do you have a restaurant? You know, that kind of stuff. So when reopen, people will know.
Yes, yes. We have 182 guest rooms.
Okay.
We have the theater, the Ace Theater, that seats over 1,600 people. So typically during the year, we have about 120 shows that covers everything from concerts to podcasts and everything. So we have that year, and we have a rooftop bar, a rooftop lounge. Best Girl is our main restaurant. It's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So and of course, meeting space. Matter of fact, the room I sit in now is the Walker Eisen. It's one of our meeting spaces. And then just behind me is the Segovia, which is another meeting space. So we have meeting space here. We even have a screening room. This is have a good complex here, meaning everything, not just guest rooms, but food and beverage. By the way, you have to, Russell, you've visited, but I encourage everyone in time when you can all get out and be safe to please come and spend some time with us and experience our complex, because we cover it all. If you're in it to get a room, matter of fact, you can make a staycation of it. You know, people had done that. See a theater show, have dinner, grab a drink on the rooftop, and of course, get a good night's rest. So we cover all bases for our guests.
Okay, I have to ask this question, though. This is the million-dollar question everybody wants to know. So if they go and partake in the restaurant and the bar and the theater next door, and they want a room, could they ask for the Russell of Hotels rate?
Of course, Russell, we're gonna, right. But you talked about the property opening by USC there.
And yes, yes.
Took a note. I said, okay, well, we got to come up with the Russell, because that means he's going to say the ASDTLA a few times on the show. So you see, I'm thinking sales and marketing and all of the things. So
wow. Hold on a second. Before you finish your last thought, I want to make sure all the GMs that listen heard that same thing. Could you say that again? You said something about sales or something. What did you say?
Sales, marketing, we cover everything. So, yeah. by the way, the sales people, like we talked about, Russell, of course, you know, we need to get the business from somewhere. And you guys do that. Of course, as GMs, we're always pushing for more, but
yes, you know,
appreciate our sales folks. It's a lot of work. Hey, there's a lot of hotels out there just on TripAdvisor. When you see the ranking, I'll give you an example. It says, you know, 390, whatever your rank is when, you know, your placement on TripAdvisor. So I know for sure there are 390 hotels just in the LA area. And I'm pretty sure everyone is reporting. So, you know, you're competing with, you know, 389 other hotels.
Yeah, so, yeah. And you need a competitive advantage any way you can get it.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I'm taking advantage, man. Got to put our name out there on that Russell rate for sure.
Okay. All right. See, that's what I like to hear. Now, people listening to this, I'm just hoping it's resonating with people, because I just think, I mean, not just for my show, but I just think it's important that we take advantage of anything that's different, because guess what? Everyone is not doing it. Right?
Right.
So that's the thing. So if you're not doing social media, or maybe you are doing social media, but you want to change it up a little bit. I mean, on any given week, there's thousands of people that listen to this show. Okay. Mm-hmm. I reach as far as, not that I'm trying to pat myself on the back or anything like that, but you know, the reach is far more than I had anticipated when I first started the show. I just started the show just as, like I said, to brand myself, right? But then it quickly turned into, you know, it's not about me, it's about the people that I want to have on the show and their brand, right? Their personal brand, as well as the professional brand that they represent. In this case, Ace Hotel. So we get people from as far as the Philippines, I mean, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Canada, Vancouver, and Toronto, and some even Montreal, the UK. I mean, we get people that listen or watch the show in those areas, not to mention our feeder cities in the U.S. are San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, and New York. I mean, so I mean,
all great cities and countries, you just need them there. So I got to tell you, though, Toronto, I just wanted to give that. That was, I lived in Toronto for a few years, part of the opening of the Thompson Hotel there in Toronto.
So okay.
I have a lot of friends, very close friends in Toronto. So shout out to my Torontonians. That's a special city. That's an amazing city.
Yes, it is. Yes, been there at least one time. Yeah, definitely enjoyed that.
I don't suggest you go anytime in the wintertime. go between, maybe May through September. After that, you're on your own.
Okay. How long were you there? How long did you live there?
In and out, a total of 4 years in Toronto.
Okay. Okay. So you started as a GM in 2010, correct?
Yes.
How many hotels in that span?
Say that again.
How many hotels have you been a GM in that span for 10 years in the last
10 years? So I'll tell you what was pretty cool, Russell. So when we go back to 60 Thompson, where I started my career as a door person, 8 years later, so 2008, I was back there as the hotel manager, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I came out to Los Angeles, spent some time at the Hollywood Roosevelt when Thompson.
Okay. Yeah.
The management deal. So I spent some time and then went back to New York, opened the Six Columbus Hotel in Columbus Circle under the Thompson umbrella, and then end up back at 60 Thompson as the hotel manager. So 2011, I became a GM Toronto. And then since then, I've managed Best House in New York City and hotels here in Beverly Hills, as well as, as you mentioned, of course, I'm here now at the Ace. So it's been about 4 or 5 hotels as a GM.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, in closing, we got about 3 more minutes left.
Okay.
But in closing, I'm thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your experience. And as well as, what's going on at your hotel. Unfortunately, like you said, it's closed temporarily, but we'll open hopefully by the end of the year. So we wish you good luck on that. But it's also good to see someone that looks like me being a GM. Okay. So, I mean, I have to throw that out there because it is important, because there's people that, and I always say this, there's people that are coming behind me, and they're only coming behind me because they may look like me as well. And they want to see that people that look like me are represented in positions of authority like you are. So, I mean, it comes with its challenges. I've been a GM before, and it was not an issue for me to get there. It was an issue that people around me didn't accept it as willingly as some other people, right? So you're always challenged on certain things, or is there someone else I can talk to? Because I know you can't be the one in charge, stuff like that.
I've had, Russell, well said, I've had all of those experiences. As you just said, the exact sentiment you said, where I've had people say to me, you can't be the guy in charge. It must be someone else that I can talk to. And, the good thing is, I've always had my, be it the ownership of the property or my boss, as far as the COO, or these people have always kind of stood by me and said, supported me. So yeah, it really is. I've been to rooms. I have a couple of, buddies that are GMs. We've kind of connected because, to be honest, as you said, they look like me. So whether it's at the Dream Hotel here in West Hollywood, or Hollywood Roosevelt. Don is the Filipino brother, but he's a good friend of mine, and connected, because as you said, it's a small number of us, but also I've had an opportunity to work with many other people that have helped me get to where I am. But it really is, it's cool to explain to my brothers, friends, or my nieces and nephew what I do, because they say, hotels, there's no money in that, or whatever. And I said, it's not bad, pretty decent gig. You can work hard, but more importantly, it takes you places and you get to meet a lot of people
exactly
along the way. So I'm truly thankful.
Exactly.
here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hate to cut you off, but it's 2 o'clock now, and I know I'm going to get the hook in a minute. So yeah, but I want to thank you again for being on the show. I thank you for your time. Happy holidays to you. We'll talk before the holidays, though.
Happy holidays, and I look forward to those hotel stories. Again, thank you
very much. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening or watching On Air with Russell of Hotels, specifically Jim Schichter, who gave me a shot as a GM. And I do appreciate everything you've done for me as well and pushing me to be a GM, although I didn't want to do it. But he did push me, and he supported me along the way. So I do appreciate that. He's a fan of the show. So thank you so much for joining today's Taco Tuesday. So have some tacos, but make sure they're plant-based tacos. Just at least try it once in a while, okay? So anyway, you guys take care. And thanks again for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Have a great week. Bye.
Take care, Russell. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.